One in method, the method without method, the one that uses the soul to transmit to the soul by God's grace, by all the Master's power. That is the way to liberate ourselves and to become a Buddha in one lifetime or eventually at least liberated in this lifetime if the practitioner adheres to the teaching of the Master and does meditation, yes, and keeps the discipline. It's just like if you drive the car, you have to keep the discipline on the road or you'll be in trouble. When your driving instructor told you how to drive, you have to keep left, keep right like this, and your feet have to be on this pedal and that pedal, your eyes have to be fixed on the road. There's such a sign you have to respect. At this side, you cannot turn left. That side, you cannot turn right. And in the rainy weather, how fast should you drive? For example, like that. That's not because that driving instructor was strict with you or he's mean to you or he's making trouble for you. But he has to teach you the right way so that you can be safe while driving. And you also can help others to keep themselves safe. You have to drive together in kind of a unison, following the same principles. Otherwise, you will have accidents on the road and you could risk your life or being wounded or handicapped for life even. Yes, so the master, the teacher, is teaching you a simple method, but you have to adhere to it and respect the disciplines, the rules of this world. These are the rules to keep you safe in this world. For example, if you kill people, you'll be in jail, or you'll be killed also by execution. Many countries, many states still keep the execution law. If you kill people, you'll be killed. You'll be executed in different ways. So if the master tells you don't kill, don't steal, don't take drugs and alcohol, for example like that, be filial to your parents, grandparents, be peaceful with your family members, etc. Even these are just a common discipline for this world so that you will have peace in this world and be safe to continue your practice. That alone is not enough for you to be a Buddha yet. And even if you don't eat anything at all, that will not bring you to Buddhahood. Your heart has to be 100% absolutely sincere and longing for it. Even if you recite a Buddha's name or Jesus Christ's name or Saint Mary's or any saints, your heart must be sincere, absolutely one-pointed in worship and believe in that saint, in that Buddha. So if you just keep saying, Amitabha Buddha, Amitabha Buddha, Jesus Christ, without any intention, without any sincere effort in it, without your heart in it, then it's useless. It won't bring you anywhere. You still can go to hell. I am not sorry to tell you that, because it is the truth. When I first came out, people also asked me, I recite the Amitabha Buddha every day. Will I go to heaven or Buddha's land? I say, if you're sincere. If not, just the name of the Buddha is not good enough for you. Because if you're not sincere, if you're not longing for it, and then you're not connected. But the Buddha's power, that's it. Your purity of your heart, your sincerity, your longing for the Buddha's land or for God, that is like the plug into the socket of the electricity that will give you the power to light up your house, to watch the whole world through television, to call your friend from the other side of many oceans, from the other side of the world, for example. If there's no plug in the socket, you will have no electricity. Some people recite Amitabha Buddha and still go to hell. They even eat vegetarian, a vegan, go to temple a lot, offer money or food and offer service or financials to monks and still go to hell. Many went to hell, many monks and nuns, Buddhist monks, Buddhist nuns, Catholic priests, Catholic nuns, and many other religious, even so-called holy monks and nuns, went to hell. And you know, I took the precept of telling the truth. I do not lie to you. I don't need to do that. No reason. So make sure that your heart is sincere. So don't care if you're man or woman, you will reach Buddhahood. Maybe not in this lifetime because you don't have enough time or you don't concentrate enough, but your master will help you when you are going away from this world at the end. The master will take you up to a higher level. If at least in this lifetime you trust the master, you don't do any wrongful deeds according to at least the 5 precepts, to keep human society in peace even. It's not just for the Buddha, yeah? In Buddha's land, you don't have any 5 precepts. You don't hear the name of sin. You don't hear the word of suffering. You don't hear anything like many things we hear in this world, which are sometimes very bad, very sinful, very not favorable, not noble, not even good to hear. And not elegant, yeah? In Buddha's land, once you get out of this world and go to Buddha's land, even in the lowest level of heavens, meaning Buddha's land, you don't hear such words the way we hear anymore. Nowadays, in the normal film, even for PG-13, sometimes you will hear people using swear words, which are not very elegant. It's not a good example for the kids. But nowadays, we see it everywhere, even in games, in films, on the internet, so many things that are not favorable at all for our society, especially for the young, who are very impressionable, easy to learn anything, bad or good. They could not always discriminate between what is bad, what is good. Especially when people come to them with sweet talk, a seductive kind of manner, and pretend to be gentle, kind, and calm. These are all learned tricks to trick children into buying their stuff, doing what they want to, and can fool the adults even, the vulnerable ones. So, by the way, if you're mother and father, be vigilant with your children. Don't think that whatever you say, they don't listen. They do listen. So you keep telling them, no, no drugs, no bad friends. Whoever's a friend, you have to know. Whatever they do, you must know. Whatever the friend told them, you must know. But you have to be friends with your children. Otherwise, they won't trust you to tell you everything. You tell them no, they will understand that, and they will stay away. If you don't ever tell them, don't take drugs, don't drink alcohol, don't go out and fool around at night, then they will not know about it. They will think it's just like eating. You don't tell them, they still eat. So you have to tell them, no, 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 it's bad. You explain to them how bad it can be. Not just now in their young time, but after their marriage. For example, drinking can cause trouble for marriage and giving birth to deformed children or not healthy children, for example. Smoking also is really fatal to many children. So you have to tell your children, okay? Don't think that they don't listen. Maybe they don't say anything. They don't express to you that they listen to you, but they do listen. You tell them anything that's good for them, they will listen. Even if they might not expressively say that, oh, thank you for saying good things, but they think about it. They're young, they're impressionable. They listen to anything, good or bad. So you make sure You tell them all the good stuff. Make sure they learn all the good things as much as you can, of course. Keep an eye on them. They're young. They're more vulnerable than you even. So please take care of the children. They are so tender, so vulnerable, so easy to be led astray and to go into harmful company. Please, please take care of the children, okay? Tell them. You have to tell them. This, I think I said before, but I emphasize it again, because I love children, because I understand how weak they are, how meek they are. They just came out into the world. They have not much experience of the society, which is full of badness also, not just goodness. Yeah, but luckily nowadays we have goodness shown all the time, anywhere, on the internet, in films, on our Supreme Master television. I also search for good examples, and my team does a lot also together, you know, like we bring out good people. We have also show called Good People, Good Work, but we also show good people casually, or animal people's good behavior or good deeds all the time on our Supreme Master television. So you can encourage your children to watch them, to have a good example imprinted in their young brain, young mind. And when they grow up, they will live according to those. I'm so touched. Many times I cry when I'm doing the editing, because there are people outside there. They are so loving, so kind. Some man just run into a frozen lake just to rescue a dog person, not even his dog person. And some group of men or women, you know, hold hands together so that they can safely go into the deep water to bring in an animal person. Some animal people also rescue other animal people. It's not even their friend or their family. Like dog person went to rescue the deer person and brought it to the shore. Especially many men make me cry when they went out on the street to protest the animal people cruelty in the slaughterhouses and ask people to become vegan. Oh, I saw their faces, so passionate, so real, so true. It gives me goosebumps now talking about it. And I cry also because I'm so grateful. Such people exist still. Not just men, but women.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, vegan, is a world-renowned spiritual teacher, humanitarian, and artist. To learn more about her compassionate life and teachings, please visit suprememastertv.com/master.